Want to protect your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now, get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I work at Gearhart Law doing the marketing, and I have my own startups.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, everyone, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with startups, small businesses, and discuss the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
And now, it is time to move to our distinguished guest, and I'd like to welcome Dr. Jeffrey Gladden to the show, the founder and chief science officer of Gladden Longevity and Advanced Performance Center, located in Dallas, Texas, and he's dedicated to optimizing life, energy, longevity, health, and performance. And as I mentioned, he's also the author of the book, 100 is the New 30. So welcome to the show, Dr. Gladden, such a pleasure to have you here. We met at an event not too long ago. I heard you speak and I was very impressed and I couldn't wait to have you on the program. Let's talk a little bit about longevity. One of the things that we've heard a lot recently in the press and in the news is age hacking. Maybe you could explain what age hacking is.
Age hacking, that's actually a term that we trademarked. You know, when people think about longevity, I'll just start here because I think it's important. It's a little bit of an abstract concept. If you look it up in the dictionary, it means to live a long time or to, you know, live long, so to speak. What I think about is, you know, everybody that I ever saw that was 100 years old or 110, I was not exactly going for what they looked like, right?
Right.
And so longevity is not necessarily an end in itself. To me, longevity is a byproduct of something else. And so the question becomes, what's it a byproduct of? Well, it becomes a byproduct, I think, of being young, right? If you're young today, then you have a long future ahead of you. If you're young tomorrow, you have a long future ahead of you, you know, bar a bus or something else taking you out. So at Gladden Longevity, we have really focused on, and this is answering your question about age hacking, if you will, how to hack ourselves back to youthful ages. That's really the critical piece. And for me, it starts with a mindset. You know, so many people buy into what they're being told, either by their doctor, their family, their business, or whomever else, hey, you're getting older, right? And that was my story. You know, I got sick in my 50s and I was told, hey, you know what? You're just getting older. Why don't you take an antidepressant? And so it was when I said, no, I'm not going to go down that path, that I ended up cracking the code for myself and solved all the issues I was dealing with. And then I started to think, well, geez, if I can be this good now, I wonder how good I can be. And so that led to the first question, which evolved into the idea of making 100 the new 30, right? And so currently I wake up 27 every day.
Congratulations.
I'm ready to
Right.
I do want to say that you were able to do this partly because of your background. So you have a medical background. So you really know what you're doing. So like somebody that doesn't have a medical background probably couldn't get as far as you did.
I think that's exactly right. I mean, my background is interventional cardiology, right, which I practiced for 25 years here in Dallas. And I built my own heart group, had 10 offices and 12 doctors. And we flew around in a little plane and provided care to outlying hospitals. I owned cath labs and sold cath labs. I co-founded a heart hospital with another cardiologist in Baylor. I've been involved with medical device companies. I sit on the board of a couple of those still. There's an entrepreneurial thread throughout my entire career, but I got to a point where traditional medicine was failing me, right? And I realized I'd been practicing sick care, not health care. And once I got healthy again, it was like, geez, I can't go back to sick care. I can't go back to asking those questions. I want to ask different questions, right? So that's kind of how I made the transition.
What's your most important secret to that?
Well, I think it really does start with mindset, quite honestly. I think if you believe that you're aging and that it's inevitable, well, that's exactly what will happen. And I think mindset kind of dovetails into questions. So what questions are you asking, right? If you're asking, well, geez, how do I sell the company and how do I retire and how do I play more golf and how do I find the right retirement community to go to? Then those are the answers that you'll get. But if you're asking bigger questions like, you know, how do I actually get young again? How do I actually get young and stay young? How do I actually perform at all levels like I did when I was younger? Then those answers are out there. They're really out there. And that's what we've amalgamated into our practice.
One of the things that we're thinking about here is youthful revival and exploring the science behind rejuvenation. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. The first thing to understand is that aging is not a linear process. We have this perception that it's linear. You know, every year it's another birthday, I'm another year older. I don't feel that much different. You know, we feel like we're in a linear game. But in actual fact, we're playing an exponential game. Aging is an exponential process. We age so much more between 63 and 78, or 70 and 80, or 80 and 90, than we do between 30 or 40, or 40 and 50. It's dramatic. And if you don't actually understand that that's the game you're playing, it's very hard to have a winning strategy. For example, if I were to ask everybody in the audience and everybody on the panel, you know, what are you going to be like 10 years from now? What are you going to be like 15 years from now? It's like, well, I don't know, probably about like I am. Right? It's very, very hard for us to imagine our decline. Very, very hard. Even though we see it all around us, very hard for us to relate to it. And that puts us at a massive disadvantage when you're playing an exponential game. So the first thing is to understand the game that you're in. The second thing is to understand, where are you in the game, right? What cards are you holding? So you have to know your genetics. You have to understand, what are my predispositions? What are the cards I'm holding? What am I prone to? What are my assets here? And then, where am I in this game? We all have a chronological age, right? I'll turn 70 at my next birthday, but I wake up 27 every day. I went on my elliptical 9 miles this morning. I mountain bike over the weekend with my son in Colorado. I do anything I want to do because I'm 27. We all have a chronological age, but the question is, what are your mosaic of biological ages, right? What's your brain age? What's your eye age? What's your heart age? What's your blood vessel age? Your lung age, right? And then beyond that, what are the ages of the biological processes that actually drive the aging process? We're used to thinking about health, right? Our liver, our lungs, our heart, et cetera. But below that is another level of things going on, like telomeres getting shorter and senescent cells forming and mitochondria not working as well, and all these different things that actually are the root cause of why we age. And so if you don't have a strategy that's directed there, then you're also going to miss the boat. So in our world, we try to really create an exponential strategy for an exponential problem. And that's led to the term age hacking, if you will, that exponential approach.
So how do you do the assessment of all the physical factors that you just mentioned, you know, eye health, heart health, lung health? How do you go about getting all that information about yourself?
When people come to the clinic, they typically spend a couple of days with us, and we send off, you know, genetics tests to different labs around the world. It's not about sequencing, it's about reporting. So we get a good idea of what cards are holding. Then we do a lot of biometric testing. This is testing where we'll put you on a machine and see how well your brain works, or see how strong your heart is, or, you know, that kind of thing, so we can actually measure. And then we send lab work also to get an idea not only of what's the status of your kidneys, but what's the status of your telomeres and your mitochondria, and are you developing senescent cells in your body and things like this. And it goes even further than that. But the point is that we can actually kind of unravel the knot of where somebody is with regards to really four areas that we're interested in: life energy, longevity, health, and performance. And when you have all that put together and you understand the environment that they reside in, now you can actually develop a really comprehensive strategy. And that's what we're so passionate about, is that comprehensive strategy and helping people to access that.
So Dr. Gladden, does that strategy revolve mostly around food and exercise?
No, it doesn't. You could never get away from food and exercise. So a lot of people, when they get to a point in their life where they don't look like they want to, don't feel like they want to, can't do what they want to, you know, their approach is really one of two things. They either acquiesce and say, well, I guess I'm just getting older, and where's the retirement, and where am I going to move to next? Or they fight back and they say, no, I want to be younger. I want to maintain my vitality. So I'm going to get a healthy strategy, right? I'm going to start eating better, sleeping better. I'll start exercising. I'm going to lower my stress. I'm going to learn to meditate, create great relationships around me. All these kinds of things. And yet, that is a critical piece. You can't get there without it, but it's not enough. It turns out it's a linear response to an exponential problem, but it's a critical piece. So you have to have the other pieces that go with it. You have to go right at the drivers of aging. You have to go right at the pieces related to performance. Like, you know, if you're going to be fast, agile, strong, quick, balanced, with great cardiovascular endurance, great recovery and flexibility when you're 90, then you should be that today. Right? If you're not that today, you're not going to be that at 90. You've got to kind of rethink all of this and then train for each of these things. You know, you want your liver to be in great shape, your heart in great shape, and you want your telomeres to be long, and your mitochondria firing well. And then the life energy circle is super critical, but it also includes many other factors like mental health, so much anxiety, so much depression, right? So much ADD, ADHD, so much addiction. Right. So you can give somebody all the biochemical tools, but they can self-sabotage through those behaviors. And so being able to go in and work with people at that level becomes critical as well.
I'd like to make my telomeres longer. How do I do that?
You come see us. We measure them and see where you're at. And then we have combinations of things that we can give you that will relengthen your telomeres.
Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart, Dr. Jeffrey Gladden. We have to take a break. and we'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
858-988-7477. 858-988-7477. 858-988-7477. That's 858-988-7477.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. That's 800-917-8546.
Now back to Passage to Profit. Once again, Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Special guest, Dr. Jeffrey Gladden, founder and chief scientist of the Gladden Longevity Clinic and Advanced Performance Center, talking about longevity and how to live longer, longer and better. Tanya.
Dr. Gladden, I love what you're doing. It's very fascinating. It sounds like what you're doing is you're reprogramming people at a cellular level. And I know you mentioned exercise and diet, but is there any other, I guess, reprogramming outside of the mindset piece that you do from like a supplement standpoint or a vitamin standpoint that helps the body?
Yes, of course. Of course. When we come across an issue, let's say somebody has congestive heart failure, then there's a variety of techniques that we can use to actually get their heart to work much better. And it's a variety of supplements and regenerative approaches. So utilizing things like stem cells or things like that, we can get an impact. But when you couple that with other technologies, right, it's really in the layering of things together. It's kind of a symphonic process. So there's a timing, a sequence, a frequency, intensity, and duration with which you do things. And when you identify that somebody's low in particular nutrients, let's say, you can supplement those nutrients and or change their diet to give them those nutrients. When you find out that they're aging, you know that the heart needs this, this, and this to work better. And so you can get them started with that. And then you start to layer in the stem cells. But before you do the stem cells, you may do plasmapheresis, where you actually remove their old plasma to get rid of all the old factors that are helping to keep them old. And we may even replace it with young plasma and then put the stem cells in. So when you start to do these sophisticated approaches, the results really become dramatic. And that's just like super exciting for us every day. You know, in my own life, part of my mantra is that I live in an energetic fabric of love and support and operate there. And that's the same fabric that we have here at the clinic. So it's really a very supportive environment. I will say that we have a lot of entrepreneurs that come to us. And the reason they come to us is that we don't take insurance, although people can pay for this through their businesses. And most people are paying for this pre-tax. But a lot of entrepreneurs come to us because they've leveraged their health for the sake of building their business. And they want to get that back because entrepreneurs, I love entrepreneurs because they want to build two more companies or they've got more ideas they want to do. And so they want to stay young. And some of them come in pretty beat up, quite honestly. I mean, their telomeres are really short. Their brains are shot. Their neurohormonal systems are shot. And it's just like, okay, I didn't realize I was actually paying this big of a price, right? Their mind is writing checks their body can't cash.
So you can actually fix a lot of this stuff or
yes.
improve
yes.
it?
Yes.
So kind of what are the indicators of improvement after you've been working with somebody for a while? Kind of how do they show up?
Let me give you an example. So we have an entrepreneur that came to us. This is just an example of a guy. He'd been building his company. He came in overweight, out of shape, feeling tired all the time, somewhat depressed, intermittently depressed, you know, had some bloating. We went through and did all of his testing. It turns out that he was beating himself up pretty good. His telomeres were short. Neurohormonal axis was shot. He was way out of shape cardiovascular. He was developing early cardiovascular disease. My brain is 37, right? If I test it the way we test it, my brain is 37. His brain was older than his chronological age. People come in and they're pretty beat up. And then you go through and you start to systematically approach these problems. He had the right mindset. He's like, no, I want to be young again. I truly get that. I want to be young again. And he started to implement the things, and we kind of layered in after we do the testing. Let's start with this. Let's start with that. And we work our way through. And so his after story was, you know, he pops in here and his wife is in the program too. And they're like raving about how great they feel and all the things they're doing. And now they're skiing with their kids again. And they never thought they'd ski again in their lives. And they're doing all these things, right? They're really reclaiming their youth, if you will. And then, you know, you talk to them a year later after they've been in the program for longer, and it's like, things are going so well. We're thinking about, you know, starting a new business. And we want to start a new business actually in the health space because we want to pay for our longevity with a business that's in the health space and things like this. So when you feel great and you look great and you function as a young person, it changes everything in your life. And so we love seeing that.
How do you maintain youthful energy levels?
It's a complex equation. You have to understand why somebody's energy has gone down. So the first question is to understand why is the energy not where it was? A lot of different factors play into it. Some of them are related to thyroid. A lot of people develop something called subclinical hypothyroidism. They have normal thyroid levels in their blood, but their tissues are not getting enough thyroid. And in my case, genetically, I wasn't converting inactive thyroid to active thyroid in my brain very efficiently. So making sure somebody's thyroid is in the right place is critical. Then hormones, other hormones, sex hormones become important. Then mitochondrial function becomes very, very important, right? The mitochondria are the little organelles in the cell that are making ATP. And when telomeres get short, guess what? They tell the mitochondria to shut down ATP production. So you've got to look at the telomeres. You've got to look at the mitochondria. You've got to look at all the different pieces, the inflammation, and you've got to attack the whole thing, right? It's like a recipe in a kitchen, right? You're asking, how do you make a great meal? Well, you have to have all the ingredients and you have to put them together in the right way. That's really the best analogy.
This is very encouraging because even if you have been very unkind to your body and wrecked it, it's not beyond repair if you can find the right things to do.
I think the best thing you could do would be to grab a copy of the book, 100 is the New 30. The subtitle is How Playing the Symphony of Longevity Will Enable Us to Live Young for a Lifetime. So it's about 450 pages. It's very easy to read, but it's also very comprehensive. It's out in audiobook on Audible. There are ebooks, there are paperbacks, there are hard copies, but I would start with that. The other thing is we have a podcast, the Gladden Longevity Podcast, also uses the term age hackers. We just recorded our show with a gentleman that's going to go from the Dead Sea to the top of Everest. We're going to be talking with him about living young and how he does that when he's in his, you know, late 50s. It's a really fascinating podcast, really interesting guests and things like that. And then, you know, our website, gladdenlongevity.com. I will just say one more thing. When it comes to that life energy circle, really for the audience to grab this, yes, it's being 30 years old, but people will say, well, geez, I don't want to be 30. You know, when I was 30, I was a mess, or I was this, or I was that, right? The idea really is to have a 30-year-old body and a 300-year-old mind.
That sounds great. The other part of it, though, is just having a leader or a guide who can show you that it's possible.
Well, my favorite part of this is the scientific approach. Doing these tests, getting the answers.
We want to get it right for the individuals. And each person has their own set of issues, their own set of genetics, et cetera. So it's really fun for us. Everybody's like their own painting, right? And it's fun to kind of put that whole thing together.
Dr. Jeffrey Gladden, where can people find you again?
They can find us at GladdenLongevity.com. That's the main website. And the book is 100 is the New 30, How Playing the Symphony of Longevity Will Enable Us to Live Young for a Lifetime. And then the podcast, the Gladden Longevity Podcast, which also Age Hackers is associated with. So those are great places to find us. And, you know, if people want to reach out and really talk to us, if they reach out through the website, we'll set up a call with them and go through what their aspirations are, what their hurdles are that they perceive, and then sit down and work out a program for them so they can pay for it free tax.
Sounds great.
Before we go, I'd like to thank the Passage to Profit team, Noah Fleischman, our producer, Alicia Morrissey, our program director. Our podcast can be found tomorrow anywhere you find your podcast. Just look for the Passage to Profit show.
And you can find us on Instagram and Threads at Passage to Profit show and Twitter, or if you're even more up to date, X at Passage to Profit, and on our YouTube channel. Please also join us on our new Facebook group. Search for Passage to Profit Show Listener Community, a new community space for our listeners and guests where you can post questions that you would like answered on the show and interact with the Passage to Profit team.
And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.